Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. Josh Hilkman back with you on Sports Nightly, a best of show here on a Friday night. We now jump into a conversation Jessica had with freshman volleyball player Kenneco Gill. Jess asked the middle blocker how the process of moving into her dorm had gone.
Yeah, it's so spacious and like it's so nice that it's just us two there. And yeah, the moving in there was like so easy. And yeah, a lot of shopping though.
Hey, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
right?
No, it was fun.
What is the process like? I mean, I think people forget sometimes as your athletes that you are freshmen and you're doing this for the first time. How was it moving out, packing your stuff, and moving into the dorm?
I feel like it was actually really easy. Like my family, like we just packed everything into like these big boxes and then we just moved everything in. And then we did the majority of the shopping here because I took my car up. So then we like just went to Target and a bunch of places, but it was super easy.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, you worked at camp too, which I want to get into. And I know you're getting settled in here over the last few weeks, but let's just go back to your journey here because it was a little bit different than everybody else, being that you were a later addition, your recruiting process opened back up.
Yeah.
So can you kind of take us through that and just when you decided to reopen your recruitment process, what you were looking for?
Mm-hmm. Well, so I was committed to Oregon, like, the first time around, and then with, like, the coaching changes and everything, decommitted. And then I was just like, okay, like, I want to reopen, like, see, like, what opportunities there are. So then I reached out to Nebraska, and I was like, hey, like, is there, like, an opening or anything? And then Jalen called, and he was like, let's, like, get to see everything. And I was like, okay. And then, yeah, everything just ended up working out, and I'm just super excited and grateful to be here.
Was it stressful, though, at all, like being that you were committed and then you had to figure out, okay, what I thought was going to be is not going to be, and now I got to figure it out from here.
It was definitely a stressful time because I was, like, so set on it. Like, for 2 years, I was like, okay, like, I'm going to Oregon. This is where I'm going. But honestly, like, the support from my family and just, like, my club coaches, my club teammates, like, everything, it just made it super easy. And, like, although it was difficult, like, they made it better for me.
And I know Nebraska was a dream school for you. So, I mean, it's crazy how all things work out.
Yeah.
What an important message, I feel like, for young athletes that if things fall through, kind of stick with it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that maybe could be a good example for people that it can be a pretty stressful time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, like, what I learned is, like, everything does happen for a reason. And, like, this full circle moment of it just, like, really showed me that. And so, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I know it's been out there. I think your club team posted on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You wrote a paper in high school about Nebraska.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
It was just, so I went to the camp here it was like summer in between my freshman and sophomore year, I want to say. Or maybe eighth grade and freshman. But, and then I just came back and I loved it. Like, after I was like, okay, this is my dream school. Like, this is where I want to go. And then my teacher... Oh, so I guess it was freshman year. My teacher, like, had a prompt, and it was, like, write about something that, like, has meaning to you and, like, represents something. And I was, like, okay, the Nebraska volleyball. Because, like, all the campers, like, get the Nebraska volleyball after the camp. And, like, I was, like, okay, this is, like, this really signifies, like, where, like, my goal is and, like, where I want to end up. So that's kind of, like, where it stemmed from.
Do you have the Nebraska volleyball with you that you got?
It's in my room. I have, like, a little trophy thing, like, with all my, like, medals and stuff from club, and it's, like, sitting right up on it.
So what were the things that you wrote about that, you know, when you talk about it being meaningful for you in that paper, that it was something so much that you wanted to write about it?
Yeah, so, well, I talked about, like, the coaches and, like, being there, and then just, like, the environment of, like, how the coaches were with, like, even, like, us campers. Like, they were just, like, so helpful and everything. And then just, like, walking around campus and, like, I remember walking into the gym, like, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is crazy. Like, just imagining, like, how it's going to be with all the fans and everything. Like, oh, it's, yeah, I was like, this is, like, amazing. But yeah.
We always hear about, you know, the Dream Team camp and how competitive it is, how you get a full real experience of what it's like to be a Nebraska volleyball. As a young player, a young athlete, how motivating is it from that point on to know kind of what it takes, I guess?
Yeah, well, it was really cool, like, being on the Dream Team, like, seeing, like, what, I guess, like, the Huskers then, like, had to do. Like, it really, like, pushed me, and it's like, okay, like, they're doing these things. Like, I need to start doing these things so I can reach, like, my goal here. So it was definitely really motivating and, like, really pushed me.
So when you make that call then, you know, again, going back full circle, mm-hmm. and after it opens back up, yeah. and hey, we do have a spot for you, mm-hmm. how did that feel?
It was, like, amazing. And I was like, oh, my, like, this is crazy. Like, I remember, like, talking to my parents, and, like, we were just like, wow. Like, it felt, like, so surreal, but, like, I was so excited. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Did you get an A on the paper?
I did. I did. I'm pretty sure I got, like, a 95 or 100. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yes. Okay, so you were also longtime teammates with Terea, mm-hmm. too.
Yes.
What, since 13?
Yeah, since 13s, yep.
Tell us about her, because I'll ask her about you, too. Mm-hmm. But what do we need to know about T?
She, like, first off, is an amazing teammate. Like, she is, like, the biggest hype girl. Like, I would, like, get a kill. She would, like, come up, give me a chest bump. Like, she was, like, the first one to, like, come congratulate you. And, like, she just truly is the best teammate. And she's so good, too. Like, her court awareness, like, her, like, arm swing, like, literally everything. She's just, I'm just so excited to continue this journey with her. So.
Not everybody gets to play with a mm-hmm. longtime teammate like yeah. that. How special is that, that you guys get to continue on
it's
here
so
as
It's so special. Like, being able to see each other grow from, like, little 13-year-olds, like, now we're going to be, like, going through college together. Like, it's so amazing. And I'm really excited. She's definitely, like, the right person to do, like, this journey with.
I think what also is cool that I've found throughout talking to the Huskers throughout the years is, even though you guys might not know each other, a lot mm-hmm. of times you do, your paths have crossed, yeah. whether it be with the national team mm-hmm. or playing club. How is that too? How does that work, and how, I guess, comforting is that? What is that like when you kind of are familiar, but then you get to come together and you have those common goals, I guess?
It's definitely amazing. And, like, coming in here, like, everyone has been so supportive and, like, so welcoming, like, we all hang out. So, like, that's what's special about this team is, like, we're all friends. Like, we all, like, love each other. We all enjoy each other. And, like, I've only been here for, like, a month, and I already feel like I'm such a big, like, such a part of the team. Like, they've been really good at, like, bringing me in. And, yeah, it's just been awesome.
What was that phone call like when you got to call Terea and tell her, hey, I'm going to be a Husker with
well,
you?
Well, I sent her a picture, and I was like, it's official. And then she, like, called me, and she was, like, screaming on the phone. I'm pretty sure, like, my dad has a video of it. She's like, oh, my God, Kenna, like, I'm so excited. I was like, I know, like, I can't wait. So, yeah, it was awesome, though.
One of the first things you did then when you got here was you started working camps.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like, walking
that
in
was
as,
so surreal.
Like, host, helping host the camps?
Yeah, because I was, like, I was here, like, whenever I was your guys' age, and, like, now I'm helping these, like, young girls, like, hopefully reach their dreams of coming here, too. So it was crazy.
Did you take a minute to take
yeah,
it
I,
in?
Yeah, I, like, looked around, and I was like, wow, like, this is, like, real. Like, this is crazy. But
I always find it interesting, too, just to find out where it began for you. Where did volleyball begin for you? Why mm-hmm. did you fall in love with the sport?
Yeah, so I started volleyball when I was 11, and I was a swimmer for, like, a while, actually, before that. And then, like, things just didn't work out. I was like, okay, I think it's time to, like, try something new. My mom played volleyball in college, so she, like, really pushed me to try volleyball. And I was also super tall, so she was like, okay, like, it's time to try volleyball. So then played for, like, a little rec team, and I was like, okay, like, I'll try club. And then I started at Storm, and then luckily, like, I finished through Storm. So I was really lucky to be able to spend, like, my whole club career at Storm. So
a swimmer, huh?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Are you still pretty good? You can go pretty fast in the pool?
I think so. I haven't, like, tried in a while, but yeah.
Do you have a favorite stroke? Were you the
I liked
at?
Butterfly.
Butterfly. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest one, isn't
I know,
it?
Yeah. Wow. It helps having long arms, though.
Like Michael
yeah.
Phelps, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
So at what point did you realize, I mean, was it when you came to that camp that you mm-hmm. thought, okay, I want to do this in college? Or how did that become what you wanted to do next with volleyball?
I've kind of always, like, known that I wanted to play in college. Like, that was always a goal of mine, like, since I was little. Like, not playing college wasn't really always an option. I was like, okay, like, I, like, the second I started playing volleyball, I was like, I love this. Like, this is what I want to do. So, like, having the idea of college has always been, like, in the back of my mind. But definitely coming, because this was my first college camp, so, like, coming here, I was like, okay, yes, like, I want to play in college. Like, that is my number one goal. Like, and then definitely coming here, too, was my other goal. So
was there an athlete then, a Husker then, that you really related to?
I really looked up to Lauren Stiverins, and, like, because she also played at Storm, and she was from Arizona, and she's obviously a middle blocker. And just, like, being able, like, I remember looking up to her whenever I first started, and I was like, I want to be like her. Like, this is who I want to be like. So she was definitely one of my biggest role models.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you talked to her?
Not really. I talked to her one time at, like, an NTDP thing, because there was one in Arizona, and she was there, like, helping. But, Yeah, she's awesome.
I'm sure you'll get a chance to chat with her. And I know she's done some broadcast recently, too. Do you have a major yet? What you want to do in school?
Right now, I'm doing psychology.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah. I just think it's, like, an amazing, like, opportunity to be able to help people. And, like, I feel like I'm pretty good at, like, reading people's, like, emotions and being able to, like, utilize that and turn it into a career, I think would be really cool. Especially, like, in sports, too, like, sports psychology. Mm-hmm. Like being able to connect with like players since like I've been through that. So, yeah.
What else do Husker fans need to know about you?
I don't really know. I feel like just, I don't know, just be ready for like the competitiveness and just like the energy and everything. So.
When you're not playing volleyball, what do you like to do?
I guess it's not really here as much, but like back home, I love like paddle boarding. I love the lake. I'm definitely more of like an outdoors type girl. And, like, I love spending time with my family is definitely a big one. And then friends, too. So.
You into fishing at all? I know fishing.
Not really, no. I used to a lot whenever I was little, but not really anymore.
Maybe you can pick it back up. It seems like it's a big deal around here. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to big things to come from you. It was a treat getting to chat with you.
Yes. So nice getting to talk to you, too.
Kenna Cogill with Jessica as part of the Newcomer Podcast series. You can listen to that and all of our podcasts at huskers.com/podcasts or wherever you find your podcasts. We'll finish off hour one of the show after a quick timeout.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.